The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think I'm on team girls right now.
Well, what? You usually are.
There's so much going on. I swear to God, you're about to hear wedding stuff, but it's not about Erica, I don't think.
I'm going to chime in with my experience as a bride.
No, what T-Hack just said blew my mind to a level of like, huh? There's nothing left.
Share with the class.
You said, I got invited to this bachelor party.
Yeah.
And then we asked when the wedding was, and you said, well, I'm not invited to it.
Also, you didn't know the guy was dating.
Yeah, not at all.
There's a lot of layers
not
here.
Not at all. Congrats. I'm happy for him.
Congrats. So
I'm sure she's lovely.
So let's back it up. You didn't know he was engaged.
How do you know him?
He was my college roommate. So we live.
How much contact do you still have with him?
Every year he Venmo requests me on my birthday.
He Venmo requests you?
Yeah.
You have to pay him on your birthday.
Yeah.
And you do it?
Yeah. That's our...
How much?
And then I Venmo request him back on his birthday. And that's...
That's literally
you guys for the whole year. Yeah. Don't chat. You don't call him. Check on... Clearly, you didn't know he was dating anyone.
No, yeah.
And he's not on social media, so you couldn't see, like...
He's not on social media, actually. No, not really.
It's always so tricky.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a lawyer in Chicago. He just...
So you're going to
go... We lived in a room smaller than the studio for a couple years
why
together.
Why would you go to his bachelor party then?
Well, he's like one of my closest friends.
What are you talking about? You don't know who he's dating.
Do you know her name now?
No. No, it wasn't said.
I don't... Like, what are we talking about?
And you said in the initial text that went out to like all the guys.
But you genuinely don't believe that you will be invited to this wedding.
Yeah, probably not. I don't think so. That's happened before. I've gone to a couple of bachelor parties that I haven't gone to the wedding.
How is that allowed?
I'm not like.
It's like the
when
best setup.
It comes
setup.
To my bachelorette party, if we're not like very close friends, you're not like. We gotta talk more than each other's birthday Venmo requests.
Let's say there's 100 people coming to your wedding.
Yeah, about 150.
Okay. Then you boil that down to like 10 get to come. Like, if you come to this other. The bachelor party's more exclusive.
Yeah.
So, like, we're such good friends that not only are you coming to my wedding.
Right.
You're also coming to this. But with your weird friends, I don't like you. I don't know you. You don't know my fiance. You don't know when I'm getting married. You didn't even know I was straight. But please come to my bachelor party.
Yeah, come drink with me. That makes perfect sense.
No.
Just come drink. Jack. That's all it is. They're like, they want a party.
Go drink with... Who? You don't even know this guy. Just Venmo him.
I don't know most of the guys on the text thread. A lot of just numbers showing up. I know a couple of the guys. One guy said he would be there as long as Nick isn't there.
Who's Nick?
He said that in the group?
Groom. Yeah.
Well, he's kidding. Oh.
Okay. Yeah, he's kidding. But I mean, that's the level of like commitment we're getting. Like trying to plan something. Like, do these dates work for everybody? And it's like, yeah, if the groom's not there, it's like, we can't get anything
Nick
organized.
Is the groom.
You know? Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Fine. So it seems very different than what you
Yes, here's
had.
The other thing. Then you go on a rant off the air about how angry you were when you went to a bachelor party that was, God forbid, organized.
Planned.
Oh, yeah. It was way too planned. Because we were going to like a go-kart themed house. It was in the middle of Missouri, which was it was a fun weekend. But they were trying to plan out, like, they were trying to mingle the groups. There's college friends. There's high school friends. And so they're like, split us up into teams, and we were going to have play all these games, and we had to come up with uniforms and team names.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
now
too
you
much.
Lost me on the uniform.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I think this is pretty close to a girl's bachelorette
that is
party.
There's games,
there's a scavenger hunt, you're split into teams, you might have colors.
There's
like,
PP necklaces.
There's what?
No,
PP necklaces.
Not really
anymore.
No, not anymore. Used
you don't
to be
do
a
the
lot
PP
of
necklace?
No.
Straws.
Yeah, but everything's PP themed. PP earrings,
no,
PP.
That's very old school.
Yeah. Now you see a lot of like Chapel Roan.
Yeah.
Or like cowgirl
eras,
yeah.
Mm. See, but also it's different at a bachelorette party. You like go out at least one of the nights. You'll go to a bar or something,
for sure.
Right? Like this, we went to that house and we didn't leave the house for 3 days. So that's why even more like, why are we putting on costumes? Who are we trying to impress? Like, there's no women here, and most of us are married.
Would you only be impressing women with your costume?
Yes.
And actually, sorry, I want to rephrase that. Would you be impressing women with your costume?
I don't know. And if not women, then why are we doing it at all?
Yeah,
like,
why are we? Like,
why at all then?
For the fun of it. it.
It's not fun.
No, oh now I gotta talk with some random guy who's like.
Then why are you going?
Because what? I know a couple of them.
This sounds like the worst thing in the world. There's only one party I want to attend. There's only one bachelor or bachelorette party I want to attend for the rest of my life.
Is it your own?
Ooh. Is it Noah's?
No.
Oh.
Is it mine?
It's not.
No. Oh. Is it
your own?
It's Aaron's.
Why?
Oh, why?
She's going full Guy Fieri at hers.
Yeah, I am.
How did you know that?
She's
See? It's a costume!
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.